Good morning, Lighthouse Church, and those who are just tuning in. My name is Pastor Jeff Glenn. It's a privilege and a pleasure for me to take you through the Bible. We have just finished up John's first letter last week. And so with 2 Sundays ago being Easter Sunday, and on May 26th being 40 days, which would mark the time when Jesus ascended into heaven, I kind of want to take this time, which is about five podcasts, and just go over kind of what happened. I think sometimes that gets lost. You know, we have a Christmas season, which kind of lasts for forever, it seems, and we have an Easter time, which is a little bit shorter, but none less important, especially for the Christian, is his ascension and the events that took place between Easter Sunday and the ascension. So we're going to go through that in the next coming weeks. Today we'll look at what happened immediately after the women found Jesus' tomb empty. So we know that when it was reported by Mary, the first they didn't believe, and then finally Jesus and we think it's John that ran to the tomb to check it out for themselves and found indeed that the tomb was empty. However, there was another pair of disciples that had heard of this news, but were traveling to Emmaus, which was a town about 7 miles away from Jerusalem. So this would have taken them easily 2-3 hours or longer, depending on the pace and the terrain. So we're not really sure, but a good while. Luke records these two and their encounter with Jesus in Luke 24:13-27 is what we'll read today. Let me get there. Luke 27. So, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked together of all these things which had just happened. So it was that while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained, so they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this you have with one another as you walk and are so sad?" Then one of those whose name Cleopas answered and said, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which have happened in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things have happened. Yes, and a certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, 'Oh, foolish ones, oh, slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So quite a remarkable story that Luke records here. These two disciples traveling to Jerusalem, not being able to recognize Jesus, having their eyes divinely restrained, so they didn't see Jesus. And I think that's very interesting, and the high probability to me is that this was a mercy. So they wouldn't have had the same conversation with Jesus if they had immediately recognized him. In fact, we know that Mary's initial reaction was to hug him so tightly around the ankles and the feet that Jesus had to tell her to let him go. So it was probable this would have been very similar for them, that they wouldn't have had this rich time, this 2-hour Bible study with Jesus leading as they walked to Emmaus. So, you know, I can only imagine what that must have been like. You know, the rich Bible study. I mean, there's stacks of books that have been written. And so I thought, well, I might as well throw in my 2 cents on what that conversation might have looked like. In verse 27, it says that Jesus began at Moses and all the prophets. This is a euphemism, which means the first 5 books of the Bible are those books that are commonly thought to have been or attributed to have been written by Moses, and then the prophets, who we know of by their prophetic writings. And so here's a challenge for you, as he challenged those two on the road to Emmaus, to see, as some have said, that Jesus is on every page of Scripture. So as you're reading, look for Jesus. And for Jesus, to them, his admonition was very similar. You know, he called them foolish, and I can imagine it was gentle and with a voice that sounded loving and maybe even a little in jest. And he was calling their mind to their belief in the Scripture. They claim belief in the Scripture, and calling them to make that leap of faith, which with Jesus isn't such a leap, but to actually look a little further. You know, as we look at Scripture, it's the same for us. We can believe, but we also need to be conscious about getting to Scripture's meaning. In short, we're not called to blind faith. We're called to view Scripture and see what the instruction is that it would have for us. An informed faith that seeks truth in the words that speak Jesus. And so these words of the Bible speak Jesus, and so we need to be actively looking for them. And that's kind of what he was kidding them, I believe. I don't think it was so much a rebuke. It was a gentle rebuke, to be sure. So for us, our first stop is going to be in Moses, which is those books that are commonly cited as being written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we'll pick that up here in Genesis verse 3, and we'll read 13 through 15. And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And so the woman said, you know, again, casting the blame where it's due, she was deceived by the serpent. In Genesis 3:15 is called the Proto-Evangelicum, which is the first gospel. This is the first mention that we have of the problem of sin and death, and then the resolution to that problem in the way that God spoke these curses over Eve and the serpent. And so we see here, this is Satan and man's epic and continual war until Jesus returns, right? And it reveals also who initiated the war, the enmity, which is initiated by God. It says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman." And so this is God placing this war because of the sin that was created and the curse upon the serpent. And so the serpent who inflicted, so we see here this there's a resolution. Because of this enmity or this continual war, we see that the serpent shall bruise his heel, which is just representative of a non-fatal, certainly painful injury to the heel. However, the seed of the woman would deliver a fatal blow, crushing the head of the serpent. And that seed for us is Jesus Christ. And so our second step is in the prophets, namely the prophet Isaiah, to be exact. And I can only imagine what other verses Jesus must have taken them to. Certainly Isaiah 53 would have been a passage that he would have visited, especially chapter 53 verses 4 and 5. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet We esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And so by this, at least in these two instances, and certainly more, Jesus was opening the minds of these disciples to see how the words of Scripture speak Jesus. And so for us, they do the same thing. And so be encouraged, but also be looking on every page for Jesus. Have a great day and be blessed.